Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Crude Volatility by Robert McNally examines why oil prices repeatedly swing between booms and busts, and why those cycles keep surprising governments, companies, and consumers. Drawing on the modern history of the oil market, the book explains how pricing is shaped not only by geology and technology, but by policy choices, geopolitical shocks, and the strategic behavior of major producers. McNally, a former energy official and market analyst, focuses on the recurring tension between the desire for stable prices and the incentives that push producers and traders toward volatility. The narrative situates OPEC and key swing producers within a broader market ecosystem that includes demand growth, spare capacity, investment lags, inventories, and the financialization of commodities. Alongside historical episodes, the book looks forward, considering how energy transitions, shale responsiveness, and changing producer strategies may alter future cycles. It is designed for readers who want a practical, historically grounded framework for interpreting headline price moves and anticipating the forces behind the next major swing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why oil prices cycle, a market built for booms and busts. A central topic is the structural nature of oil price cycles. Oil demand is relatively inelastic in the short run, while supply is constrained by long project lead times, making the market prone to overshooting. When prices rise, consumers cannot quickly reduce usage and producers cannot instantly add capacity, so prices climb sharply. High prices then trigger investment, efficiency gains, substitution, and policy responses, but those effects arrive with delays. By the time new supply comes online or demand growth cools, the market can flip into surplus, sending prices down fast. The book emphasizes how spare capacity and inventories act as shock absorbers and how their absence amplifies price swings. It also highlights feedback loops, price collapses, reduce investment, setting up the next shortage. Understanding these mechanisms helps explain why forecasting is difficult even for experts and why confident narratives often fail. Rather than treating volatility as an anomaly, the framework portrays it as an outcome of the market's physical realities, capital intensity, and timing mismatches between decisions and results. Secondly, the evolution of OPEC and the role of swing producers. Another major theme is the changing influence of OPEC and the concept of a swing producer, the supplier willing and able to adjust output to balance the market. The book traces how OPEC's cohesion, internal politics, and strategic goals have shifted across decades, affecting its ability to manage prices. It explains why Saudi Arabia has often been central due to its large reserves and capacity, yet also why its willingness to stabilize prices is conditional. Domestic fiscal needs, geopolitical strategy, and concerns about long-term market share can all change the calculus. The analysis also explores periods when OPEC attempted to defend high prices, only to lose share or face cheating, and periods when it tolerated lower prices to discipline competitors or preserve influence. This topic frames OPEC not as a monolith, but as a coalition with diverging incentives. It also clarifies why markets sometimes misread producer signals and why headline announcements do not always translate into effective barrels in the market. Thirdly, geopolitics, disruptions, and the risk premium in prices. Oil is uniquely exposed to geopolitics because large volumes come from politically fragile regions and because oil revenues are tied to state power. The book details how wars, sanctions, embargoes, revolutions, and infrastructure attacks can remove supply abruptly, creating fear of scarcity and elevating a risk premium. Even when disruptions are temporary, uncertainty pushes buyers to compete for barrels and encourages precautionary inventory builds. The topic also considers how governments respond through strategic petroleum reserves, diplomatic interventions, and domestic policy changes, which can either stabilize markets or unintentionally worsen volatility. A key idea is that expectations matter as much as realized outages. Traders and refiners price the probability of disruption and the potential magnitude of losses. The book's historical approach helps readers see patterns in how crises propagate through shipping, insurance, and trade routes. It also underlines that geopolitical shocks often intersect with tight fundamentals, so the same event can produce very different price outcomes depending on spare capacity and demand conditions at the time. Fourthly, investment, technology, and the shale era as a new shock absorber. The book explores how upstream investment cycles and technological change influence volatility, with particular attention to the rise of U.S. shale. Conventional projects typically require years of capital spending before delivering barrels, reinforcing the delayed supply response that fuels boom-bust dynamics. Shale introduced shorter cycle drilling and faster decline rates, enabling quicker responses to price signals. this can dampen some price spikes by adding supply faster than traditional mega projects. Yet it can also deepen downturns when many producers continue drilling to maintain cash flow or meet contractual obligations, adding barrels into a falling market. The topic highlights how financing conditions, hedging practices, productivity gains, and service sector capacity determine shale's responsiveness. It also discusses how technology changes the strategic game. If shale can reliably expand during high price periods, OPEC may adjust strategy, either accommodating shale or attempting to deter investment through lower prices. The result is a more complex, multi-swing system rather than a simple return to a single market manager. Lastly, the future of volatility, energy transition, policy, and market design. Looking forward, the book considers whether oil price volatility will diminish or intensify in an era of decarbonization and changing demand. One possibility is that as long-term demand growth slows, producers may underinvest, raising the risk of supply crunches if demand proves more resilient than expected. Another is that policy uncertainty, such as carbon regulations, bans on internal combustion sales, and subsidy shifts, could shorten planning horizons, making investment even more pro-cyclical. The topic also addresses how alternative fuels, electrification, and efficiency could increase demand elasticity over time, potentially reducing the amplitude of price swings. At the same time, geopolitical rivalry, sanctions, and supply concentration could keep risk premiums high. The analysis encourages readers to view the transition not as a smooth glide path, but as a period where old and new systems overlap, creating new sources of instability. By framing the future through incentives and constraints, the book offers a way to stress test scenarios rather than rely on single point forecasts. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to understand oil price headlines without relying on simplistic stories, including policy professionals, investors, energy and industrial executives, journalists, and students of geopolitics and macroeconomics. It benefits the reader's life by providing a durable mental model for how oil markets actually behave, why disruptions matter, why capacity and inventories are pivotal, and why today's price move often reflects decisions made years earlier. That perspective can improve decisions ranging from corporate budgeting and risk management to policy design and personal investing, because it pushes readers to think in cycles, incentives, and lags rather than in linear trends. Compared with many energy books that focus narrowly on geology, technology, or climate politics, Crude Volatility stands out for tying history to market structure and strategic behavior. It treats OPEC, shale, and governments as players with constraints and objectives, offering a practical framework to interpret both past episodes and future scenarios. If you want a single volume that connects politics, economics, and market mechanics into a coherent explanation of recurring booms and busts, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Robert McNally, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.